relationship between the Nasi, Shebaret Yisrael, and the Reish Galusa in Bavel. So our Gemara tells us that the status of Reish Galusa is greater in this respect than the Nasi. The Reish Galusa, he can give reshus that will also be relevant for Eretz Yisrael, and the Nasi can only give reshus that's not going to work in Bavel, only in Eretz Yisrael, as well as the border cities. And the Gemara says it's because of the language of the Pasuk. The Pasuk refers to the Koach of the Reish Galusa with the word Shevet, the Yosef Shevet Mehuda, and the chain of Nesius is referred to with the word Mechokek. So what's stronger? Shevet is stronger than Mechokek. How do Chazal describe the two ideas, Shevet versus Mechokek? So the Reish Galusa is called Shevet. Why? Sherodim es Yisrael b'Shevet. So what does that suggest? Rodim es Yisrael b'Shevet. That he has power. He has political power. He has the power to discipline people to do what he wants. That's the power that you can maybe associate with a melech. And that's the Lashon that we saw in the Rambam, and the Ran will say this Lashon as well, although it's not found in Rashi. Rodin is itself a Shevet. And the other expression, Mechokek, is the Nevan of Shel Hillel, Shemlamdin Torah Barabin. What's a Mechokek? Mechokek means that you teach Torah, right? The law, a lawgiver, a legislator. Tosus brings in something more, because Tosus asks the question, and this is a Tosus here, Tosus in Sachin, Tosus in Chulin. How come we find in Sachin that seemingly the Nasi is higher? Seemingly, because the Gemara seems to say that Bavel is Kaf of Teret Yisrael, in terms of the halach of Minhagim, and are you bound by the minig of where you're going and where you're coming from? And we say that someone from Eretz Yisrael doesn't have to be kafuf to Bavel, if anything, the other way around. So therefore, if he goes to Bavel, he can still do a minig Eretz Yisrael, and if you talk about the other gears, that means in terms of Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, so he doesn't have to keep Bavel, he can follow Eretz Yisrael wherever he is. So here you see in Agamar that Shevet is higher than Mechokek, Reish Galusa is higher than the Nasi, and there you seems to say otherwise. So what did Tosus answer? How did Tosus respond? The Rabbeinu Tam's Teretz. That's a different context. Our discussion is about Hafkas Mamon. That's why you're taking Rishus. You're taking Rishus in order to be Patam Milishalem. So the Koach of Hafkas Mamon, of Hefker based in Hefker, in that regard, Bnei Bavel are higher. Reish Galusa is higher than the Nasi. Whereas in the Sugya in Tzachim, we're discussing the Inyan of Minhagim, of Mitzvahs, of Issa Beheter, and in that regard, we look at Eretz Yisrael as higher because they were smarter, they were wiser, Avir Derzel Machkim. That's the basic answer that Tosus gives. But he adds something here that he didn't add in Tzachin. And in Chulin, he adds something that he doesn't say here. Tzachin I don't have. We read yesterday the Tosus of Tzachin. We start from the Tosus in Chulin. The Perakam de Sanhedrin Masme Ibchad Lenin Lito Rishus. The Kama Mehacha Lassam Mahani Mehassam Wacham Mayam Rabbeinu Tam Delinin Issa Veheter Bnei Yisrael Adifi De Chakim Itfei Avol In Afkas Mamon Rosh Gola Adit Kedamino Hassam Hacha Mechokek Hacha Shevet Hassam Mechokek Veaminan Lo Yaseh Shevet Mehuda Eru Rashi Goyim Shebebavel Shevadim Yisrael Bemakel Makel Chokin Bein Ragav Ebonam Shelel Shemam Torah Berabin. Okay, he didn't say the words Hefker based in Hefker. Chulin Yud Ches on the base. They both say, so the Tosus there? He doesn't say Hefker based in Hefker. Tosfos continues, "Ramin Perk Beis the Horius Nasi Shaberet Yisrael Ein Mevi Sair Shem the Ika Bebavel Rosh Gola VeAshir Mimenu." So, what is he referring to in Horius? What's the halacha if a melech does a sin, commits an avera? So he brings a special carbon, unlike a yachid who brings what for a chatas. Kizbo Sira. A Nasi brings what?
Sire.
Brings sire. A Sire. Who's called a Nasi? So the Pasuk says, She'enav Agab El Hashem Elokav. Mitzvah Hashem Elokav. So what was the Gemara in Horis discussing? What does the Gemara raise the question? Rebbe wanted to know what would be the halacha for him, his man HaMikdash, if he would do a chait. Would he qualify as a Nasi for the halacha of being a Sire? And what did they answer? No, why not? What were the words? It's Haretzarascha b'Bavel. You have your counterpart in Bavel. What does that suggest? Who's higher? The Reish Gola is higher. But the Gemara asks further, but we find Malchus Yisrael, Malchus Beis David, and within La'atmi, within La'atzman. So you see, even Malchus Yisrael can be a Nasi, where it says, Lo Kaifi Hadadi. They are equals. Neither is kafir to the other. In other words, we are kafir to Bavel. The Gemara says further, Safa Masni Hachi, Baimene Rav, Rebbe Merchia, Gonani Mal Bisayer, and he says, Hasram Shevet Hacha Mechokik. Which comes down to the same thing, that Shevet trumps Mechokik. To know the differences between the two versions, but either way, Rebbe is being told that he has to defer because he has the Rosh Gola Bava, which is above him, therefore he's not qualified to be considered Nasi. This is what Tosfos quotes here in Chulin, in explaining that generally speaking, the Rosh Gola is higher, but Tosfos adds the following words, with the second, V'aminan, Peg Beis Dehorius, Nasi Shabar Tisrael, Ein Mebi Sawyer, Shem Di'ika V'Bava, Rosh Gola, what are the last two words? V'asher mimenu. Ooh, wow. Now we're talking about money. V'asher mimenu. V'asher mimenu. We know Rebbe was as rich as you can be, right? Rebbe, you know, Chazal tell about Rebbe. Rebbe no HaKadosh, Ulpatsim El Shulchano, you know, it didn't matter with the in-season, out-of-season, it was always there, on the table. Not that Rebbe himself was nene from it. Rebbe said, Rebbe no HaKadosh, at the end of his life, he raised his fingers to heaven, he says, I was not nene from this world, even the Esvaktana, but that's in terms of his own personal, but for the sake of the Nasius, it was as lavish as can be. And Tosa says, Rosh Gola, Asher Mimena. So you can imagine. And apparently that matters. That matters. Dalia?
Down one question, where does he see that?
Yeah, so where does he see it? Yeah, now, what's interesting, even more interesting is, that Tosa doesn't say here, but Tosa says something different. And he quotes a Yerushalmi. So Yerushalmi in Kalayim, it's also a Medrash in Parshas Noach. It's a, for another time, a beautiful, the whole Yerushalmi, the whole Medrash is fascinating on many levels, but not for now. But the Tosa quotes that there's a Yerushalmi that mentions that there's a difference as follows between the Rosh Gola and the Nasi. In what respect? The Rosh Gola is Mischarim, and the Nasi is Minakevos, Kedam B'Yushalmi. It has to do with a comment that Rebbe made about the Rosh Gola of Bizman Rebbe, his name was Huna. There's different Rav Hunas, but there was Rosh Gola named Rav Huna, Rav Huna. And Rebbe said that if he come to me in Eretz Yisrael, I'd give him a special place, whatever that means. Maybe he'd defer to him, he'd make him the Nasi, whatever it is, he would give him extra kavod. And then at the end of the story, it says that Puna's Aron Kane had just passed away, a whole mice with Avchia was put in Cherem, a whole story, very interesting. But meanwhile, there was that one comment, and what did Rebbe explain? He said, why? Why would I show him more kavod? Because I come from Malchus, from David, from the Nekevos, and he comes in Schar. So Tosus now plugs that into this brush of Shevet over Machokin. The notion of that it comes, that the Yichus is better. It's a stronger Yichus, a stronger link to Yehuda. That's not, and the Chulin Tosfos says Asher in that. Let's talk a bit about this issue, this inyan. The Nasi, the Reish Galusa, this rivalry, if you will, two dynasties. We already mentioned at the end of the year yesterday, the Brisker Rav just sets it up in a certain way, just to get a perspective. Yaakov Avinu is giving a bracha to Yehuda. And the bracha to Yehuda has to do with the idea that Yehuda has the traits of leadership. That's his unique niche. Yehuda is a leader. And one of the things that Yaakov says as part of the bracha of the leadership qualities of Yehuda is Lo yasa shevet v'Yehuda u'mechokek mibein raglav ad ki yavo shila. So what is he saying? Lo yasa shevet v'Yehuda u'mechokek. There's going to be two dynasties that are from Yehuda, and those dynasties will continue. They will not go to other shvatim. Lo yasa shevet v'Yehuda. So, explains the Brisker Rav that he quotes the Rambam in Perek Dalet Halacha Yud Gimel. Rashi Goliosh Shebebavel B'Makom Melechim Omdin Yeshlem L'Rados Es Yisrael Shenem Yosef Shevet Miyehuda. Says the Brisker Rav, what does this mean? There's two types of malchus, if you will, in Yehuda. There's a malchus of Shevet, Lo Yasser Shevet v'Yehuda, and there's a malchus of Mechokek. What's the difference between the two? Lo Yasser Shevet v'Yehuda is the nesius of malchus to Nikris Shevet, and also Lo Yasser what? Mechokim ben Raglav, hanesius, here it changes the word melch to nesius, hanesius shel Sanhedrin. Shehi Nesius Shel Torah, the Nikreis Mechokek. And that's B'nei Vandab Shel Hillel, Shehi Nesiim, Rashi Sanhedrin Gedola. So let's understand. What was the Nasi by definition? The Rambam in the beginning of Hilchas Sanhedrin. What was the Nasi first and foremost? When you define the Sanhedrin Gedola, so you have how many? 71. But how does that work? You have 71, but of the 71, there's one of them who's Gadol B'Chachma Shebekulan. Rabbi Yehuda says 70, but we hold 71. And the Rambam says in Halacha Gimel, in the first parak of Sanhedrin, HaGadol Shebechachma Shebekulan Moshivan Oso Rosh Alehen V'hu Rosh HaYeshiva V'hu Shekorin Oso Chachamim Nasi B'chol Makom V'hu HaOmei Tachas Moshe Rabbein. So let's understand, the Nasi of Eretz Yisrael is a Nesius of Torah. And he's the Rosh HaYeshiva, and he's the head of the Sanhedrin Gedolah. Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel, Sanhedrin. That's a chain, that's the B'nei Vandab Shel Hillel. Shemulam de Torah Barabin. But that's a Nesius of Torah. And then we have a different Nesius. The Nesius of the Reish Galusa, and that's a different line, and that's Shevet Yehuda. Now, Brisker Rav goes on and says, why do we say Shevet for Reish Galusa? That Malchus is called Shevet, and the other one is called Mechokek. So, already we can imagine. What does it mean? The Shevet is a certain type of Malchus that's personified by the notion of Rodin is Yisrael B'Makel. Does that sound like Torah? Not really, right? Sounds like power. Political power. The other one, Mechumim Ragav, Melam Torah Rabbin. That's a Nesius of Torah. It's two different ideas. But something else, Mi Yehuda and Mi Bein Raglav. Says the Brisker Rav, this is what Tosa says at the end. The Shevet, the Rosh Gola, he is called Yehuda. Because his lineage is Ben Achaben. He's Mizacharit. L'mishpachosam of Eisavosa. So that's called Mi Yehuda. The Mechokek comes from Yehuda, descends from Yehuda, but it's not the same Shevet per se. It's not the Shevet, I don't mean Shevet now in the sense of the stick, I mean the Shevet, the tribe. Mi Yehuda is the tribe Yehuda. Mi Bein Raga means descending from Yehuda. Because since we're talking about Minakevos, And that's what Rebbe said in the Yerushalmi Kilayim. That's quote Tosis refers to, that Rebbe Huna in the Reish Gola, he has something I don't have. He has the Yichus from David in a more direct way. So that's the Mibein Ragav. The Rizkira points out something else interesting. And he connects it to a lot of things. It's Moshe Rabbeinu had two dinim. Moshe Rabbeinu was a Melech, and he was also the Nasi HaSanhedrin. The Rambam says in Hilchos Sanhedrin, a later perek, in Chav Vav, that the halacha is, the pasuk says in Mishpatim, Him lo sekalel, v'nasi v'am chalosor. So there's an iser to be mekalel, nasi v'am chalosor. What does it mean? The melech is included. Says the Rav, also Nasi, the Rosh HaSanhedrin is included in that Issa. There's a special Issa. There's an Issa for every Jew, to curse any Jew. But there's also a special Issa, Elim L'Sekalel, the Nasi Bam Chalosor, and that includes not just the Melech, but Rosh HaSanhedrin. So there's a status here. We're talking about a Nasi of the Sanhedrin that's included. And again, it's two separate, distinct types of svaras, the svara of the Nasi, the svara of the Reish Galusa. But notice, one is defined in terms of Rodin Yisrael B'Shevet, and one is defined in terms of the teaching Torah. This becomes even more clear if you look at the Rambam Pirsha Mishnayis in the Choros. In other words, who needs to be a Talmid Chacham? Obviously the Nasi. Who doesn't need to be a Talmid Chacham? The Reish Galusa. And the Rambam basically says that. Look at the Rambam in the Parish of Mishnah and Pachoros. Four lines from the bottom and the right column. The Nishar Alein Levarer. Now we're talking about the notion of the Nesimas Rishus. Mi hu hanosim Rishus, ulami ra'i lasis Rishus sheyo ilenu. The Omer, let me tell you, Shanosim Rishus, who rose Gola, Hamemuna Bebavel, the Ein Sarach Lios Chacham, there you have it. That's not a prerequisite for Rosh Gola. The Rosh Yeshiva, Muna Beret Yisrael, he has another name for the Nasi, Rosh Yeshiva, Avol Roi, Sheyeh, Gadol V'Chacham, Satorim Ma'od, Ad Shalom Yimotzei, Gadol Mimenu, B'Shum Panim, Beret Yisrael, B'Zman, Shememanim Moshe. Okay, so you have a Tiras Rishus mi Nasi, and a Tiras Rishus mi Reish Galusa, and these are two different personalities in terms of what defines them and the prerequisites. Now, who appoints these respective officers? Ram gives us a little bit of that too. The Mahadayan Azeh, this is B'Dash in Manim also, but let's see. The Madayan Azeh, this person who's now going to be Nota Rishus, Nakat Rishus Me Rosh Yeshiva Be'eret Yisrael. This is paraphrasing our Gemara. If the Netiyas Rishus was from Rosh Yeshiva Be'eret Yisrael, that's the Nasi, Osa Rishus Moel Le'eret Yisrael Bilvad Be'enu Moel B'chutz Laretz. The Im Nakat Rishus Me Rosh HaGola HaReyu HaMoel B'chol Makom Be'eret Yisrael U'B'chutz Laretz. Says the Rambam, what's the pshat? Why does the Tiras Rishus of Reish Gola extend even to Eretz Yisrael and not the reverse? You guys have it? Everyone has it? Lefi, Shedino Shel Rosh Golus Al Kol Yisrael Kedina Shel Malchus Shel Oneses Umachrachas. What is the association of the Reish Gola? It has a status of a Malchus that has the right to what? To force whatever it wants to do, it can force. Hare kro rachmana shevet. The Amru Zalas Yehuda, where she goes to Boshi Rodin Yisrael b'shevet. Rod Shalomar, ones the tigboris. You could call that brute force. They have control. Halotire. Here again, he reiterates. She'ein anu chosesim l'chachmaso ela l'yichusa. Sometimes yichus counts more than chachma. That's what you have here. Okay, you're obviously better off with a Rosh Gola who has some affinity and appreciation to what Torah is, obviously. You understand that. And historically, there were those who were better and those who were worse. But they gave him a lot of cover regardless. There was a whole tekes of Pashas Lech Lecha for the Rosh Gola. I just want to read about it. You can read about it, not for us right now, but like, it was a whole inauguration. But the Rambam said, Eino choshem chachmaso el yichusa. He had to be Mebeis David. Umemanim oso, now comes the minui. Umemanim oso behaskomas anshe mekomo bilvad. Who had to agree? The people there. In the exile, in the Babylon, the diaspora. They made him the Rosh Gola. Avo, Rashi, Shivos, Eretz Yisrael, Hem Chachamim, Shenemar, the Nesiim, they were Chachamim, Shenemar, Mechon Ben Ragov. So notice what I'm getting in the Rambam. You see, the Biskarab just talked about the Vort, that Yehuda versus Ben Ragov, this is the Yichus, because you have the Shem HaShevet. What I see in the Rambam, the Knetz in the Rambam here, is in reading into the beautifully into the actual words of the drasha. The Rambam is trying to say, this is mechokik, this is not mechokik. This is not about Torah. This is about, you know, Svara. The Rambam is teaching it for us. I mean, this we haven't seen yet. This is mamish, what we were anticipating, but it's mamish mefurish in the Rambam, Divrei Rambam. He says, look at the words. This is the point. This is b'shevet, it's ones b'tigbores, ain't on the choshim b'chachmaso. That's what we're saying. B'chachm is not part of the equation. Yichus. And who's pointing him? Anshe Mekomo. Rosh Yeshiva Eretz Yisrael, Hema Chachamim, Mechokek. But both of them have the right to give rishus. Even though their svara is coming from a different shoresh. There's the svara of Reish Galusa, and it could be I'm saying Ram Pshutim Abos, I don't know if I have to say it. I'm just bringing out, I think, the obvious. But I'm showing you in the language of the Rambam. You read the Daf Hei in the Sanhedrin, you sort of intuit it. But here you have Dvarim Berurim. Each one has, by virtue of their status, has the koach to be nosin reshus, l'may nafkamina. So this goes back to what we've been discussing. The clear nafkamina is tur milishalem, if he makes a mistake. For the Rambam, and maybe for Rashi, we said there's another dimension, the koach of kfiya rabbi. He could be a judge and bal kocham of the baledinim, and again it can come from either the Rosh Gola or the Nasi. The question is, where would it be relevant? The Nitzir Rosh Gola goes even there to smell because he has the higher authority in terms of the inyan, and his influence in this regard is even beyond that of Nasi, and the Nasi can only go as far as Eretz Yisrael. Tiram continues. Avo isha menasim oso. The achakach nosim lo reshus mi babel o Eretz Yisrael. Now that I'm talking about who is it that can get this reshus? This is what we saw yesterday. Any guy? A lo gamir? A gamir below savir? What is it I'm going to say now? We saw this in the Rambam in the Yad. B'chor, the appointment, the Mitzilas Rishus, has to be on someone who's a very Ro'i Rodim. We have to know exactly how to define it. But it has to be a standard. Ha'isha v'nasim osel, v'akach nosim Rishus. There's some kind of a test, and then you give Rishus. Mi'bavel omer Yisrael, either way. Umo elo ha'rishus. Hu ha'ish mitamidi chachamim ha'mefursamim b'chach masatorek m'shifar b'horis. And he goes on to say what that means. Mayim meshuta b'chol gemar v'yeshukach mesechta mesechtas v'shonos v'bishelo b'osam mesechta who meishav al karaui ha'reza roi umnoso b'iro v'nosim lo reshus b'zek shenosim lo reshus ha'ri unoto reshus. That's called nitiyas reshus when they give him reshus. Im ha'yagada b'chach ma'ashim meishav karaui shonos lo reshus b'chol gemar ha'reza roi umnoso v'rosh yeshiva. Okay. V'im ha'yim meishnosim lo reshus k'yeh rosh yeshiva hu rosh galus. But something else. And here you get a little bit of interesting line between the Tilas Rishus and Smicha. The Yad is in the Knossos Afil B'chutz Laretz. Notice. The Nasis in Tilas Rishus, we say, is only good where it has to dwell in the border cities. But what else seems to be happening when you get Rishus Minas? You're getting Rishus Ladun. Ladun what? Dine Knossos, which is what Smicha is. And the Ram brings that into the mix. And this is what we discussed in the beginning, the first day. And that Rishus Ladun Knossos is only in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says the Nasi only has Koach in Eretz Yisrael in the border cities. So what, he can't be done Dine Knossos in Bavel? The Ram says explicitly what we said. He could. He can be done because B'chomak. So it's interesting. There are things that the Nasi can give that are not limited to Eretz Yisrael. The Rishus Ladin Knossos, that's the qualification that he has. But what apparently cannot work in Bavel when the Nasi gives Rishus? What can't work? What? Tumer Shalem. And I would say? Lachuf. That's the Ram in the Yad. That's the Ram in the Yad HaChazak. Rambam in Perek Dalet. Rashi Golios Shabbavav B'Mokam Melchin Omdin V'Yeshkan Miradus Es Yisrael B'Chol Mokam V'Ladin Aleim Bein Ratzim Ein Lo Ratzu B'Chol Mokam V'Yashe Shevet Me'Yehuda. But then the Rambam in Halacha Yudalit Kodayin. But and let's just read the whole Yudalit Kodayin Haray Ladin Shnatzim Rosh Golo V'Shus Yesh Lo Ladin B'Chol Ha'Olam Kulo Okay, so if he got Rishus Reish Galusa, he can be done everywhere, B'kfiya, everywhere. But what can't he do? What can't he do? Afi She'ein Dan Dine Knossos, that's a different story. That's Miyuchad for the Smicha Inyan, that's Nas. Again, the Rai Ladun is a prerequisite. Interesting Lashon HaRambam. He doesn't say Nasi. The Rambam always calls it Bezin Sheberet Yisrael. Also something to take note of. Yeshus Ladun. Yesh Lo Ladun B'chol Eret Yisrael B'ayoros Ha'omdus Ha'agvuin Apisho Ratzah Baridinim. That which he can be done to Kfiya is limited to Eret Yisrael in the border cities. Like our Gemara says. Avachutz La'aretz You cannot be kofer ladun out of those areas, in other words, beyond that, the chutzlaretz. But what could he do? As the Rambam says in the Perusha Mishnah we just read, Afalpi sheyesh lo ladun dine knossos b'chutzlaretz. But einu dan el misha ratzel ladun etzlo, but lachav is bali dinim ladun etzlo engel rishus atchita rishus b'yosh golus. So someone who did not get the rishus b'yosh golus cannot be kofer. So the kfiya, koach of kfiya has to come from which koach of svara? From the koach of svara that represents the shevet, rodin es Yisrael. But that's if you want to go, you know, beyond the jurisdiction. But the nasi in Eretz Yisrael, even though his koach is Torah, he can give the koach of kfiya, but only with Eretz Yisrael. But if you want to do it out of Eretz Yisrael and Bavel, that's where the Nasi's Koach cannot infringe, if you will. Cannot infringe on the what's higher. Once the Nasi's Koach is, you're talking about giving, that Koach of Kfiya should affect Bavel? No. That's when the Nasi's Koach ends, and you have to go to the Koach. For the Koach of Kfiya, you've got to go to the Reish Goa. Ladin Dine Knossos, it's not his. That's not the Reish Galusa can't do that anyway. No, Rabosei, what's the difference? Tell me, explain to me. Why, when it comes to Knossos, can the Nasi give the Koach to Ladin Dine Knossos in Bavel? And for Kfiya, not?
You can only do it with, technically, like, from Smicha from Eretz Yisrael.
Explain that, but why doesn't the Koach of the Reish Galusa stop that?
He can't, there's nothing, no Shechas.
It's no Shechas, it's not with him, that's not him. He has, Bechav can't give Koach to Ladin Dine Knossos. That which he can give Koach for, which is Kfiya, and Torah L'Shalim, so that's where the Nasi is stepping on his turf, that's when the Nasi's Koach has to yield to his Koach. But given that he has his Koach doesn't have to yield to the Nasi's Koach. So the Koach of the Reish Galusa, for what he can do, can even can even relate to Eretz Yisrael on the Nasi's turf. But the Nasi cannot step on his turf in terms of something that he has power to do and give, then it's got to go to him for that. For that. That's l'chor what we see in the realm. Yeah?
Can you add the rishis together? For example, if someone gets rishis both from the Nasi and Reish Mulu, so would he be able to be kofe in Bavel Knessos?
Why wouldn't you? I mean, the Rosh Kol would have given you everything, so with Nasi Dira, he didn't add anything.
No,
but
he did Knessos, being
except for the Knessos.
Yeah.
Oh, so you think if you had, yeah. So if you had,
are you able to
if you had, you're saying you want to mix and match. You're asking like this. You say, let's say you have Koach from the Reish Galus Halachos, and you had Smicha from the Nasi, so L'chor, you could be done the Gnosis Kfiyah. The Ram said that too. Yeah, seemingly.
Chor Yishas.
No, the Koach Kfiyah is whatever you're authorized to judge, and now you can be coped for that. I think so. Yeah, so it's interesting. These are the two offices, the two dynasties, and this is how it plays out. Yeah.
Rishus HaNasi doesn't necessarily mean like smicha, does it?
So this is what we have to start thinking about. A little bit for the Balantosis and a little bit from the Beis and all of this. That's part of the question that we have to wrestle with and grapple with. Rishus from the Nasi and smicha, are they related? Now there is a run, a long run we saw on Sunday. Think about that run. Because here you had the question the Ramban held. What did the Ramban say? That a Samuch has everything that an Otto Rishus has. And then others argue and say, no, a Samuch needs Netilas Rishus as well, to be part of Mishali. Now, the way that the Lashon of the Ramban was expressed initially, in the way the Ramban quoted it, the Smicha Olel over Makom Netilas Rishus, that was the way the Ramban expressed it. But the way the Ramban ended up explaining it, it was through the back door. How did the Ran end up explaining it? Yeah, because you know what? When you have smicha, so the chal smicha was the haskam of the nasi, so you ended up getting the netilas rishus. As if to say, yeah, it is distinct, but, you know, l'maisa, you'll have that too. Not so simple. Maybe for the Rambam we could start thinking differently. Maybe for Rashi, maybe the netilas rishus minasi and smicha are not really different. L'maisa, look at a Rashi and Dav Beis. Once you bring it up, I'm already, you know, taking you there. Look, there's a Rashi and that base on the base. Dibur ha-maschil mumchin. What is this Rashi about? Mumchin. What are we discussing? What's mumchin?
Yeah.
Smicha. Yeah? Look at a Rashi. Read the Rashi. Tell me pshat. Zot Rashi. Mumchin. Smuchin. V'natku rishus minasi yodun. Kidamino kama bepirkin. At the time we struggled, this Rashi, we read it. We noted there was a problem here, but we couldn't elaborate because we hadn't seen that thing. There is a problem, but the problem might be resolvable. Should be. The Rashi defines mumchin, smuchin, and what does he say? What's going on? What's the problem in this Rashi? Now that you read that thing, what's the problem in this Rashi? Rashi, forget Torah. Rashi. What is Rashi saying? Simple, innocent, one-line Rashi. Rashi explaining mumchin, smuchin, v'not rishus minasi. You read that, hey, what's not rishus minasi? What is that about? What? Tormel shale? And that's not what we're looking at with smicha. What's Rashi mixing in the not rishus of that, hey, over here in terms of smicha? It's Rashi mixing it in. It's not, it's a separate Indian. Not, maybe not. Maybe the Natru Rishus of our Sugya Minasi, at least, this is approaching Smicha, or Ainohach, or some kind of a relationship. Natru Rishus Ladun and the Smicha not to Sashin Yen. To see about this. And what about this, the Reish Galusa? He can't give you Rishus for Dina Knas, it's hard to swallow that and call that Smicha, right? At first glance. Smicha is by definition, that's your Gimel. Smicha is Ladun Dina Knas. And the Reish Galusa can't. Okay, so that seems to be different. But what about the Nasi? When the Natru Rishus, is that Smicha? Is it separate? Again, the Ran that we saw, the long Ran that we saw on Sunday, sounds like they are different. And the big question is, what if you have Smicha, do you also need a Tilas Rishus in some form? Or do you say that you have it within the Smicha? because of the Nasi's role in the smicha. But go back to the Lashon of the Ramban as he Ramban begins to quote it. It sounds like no. What smicha has, what the Tilus Rishus has. We'll see more about all this. These are all questions that should be percolating. But I think this Rashi is a gold mine. This Rashi that days on days, like Mamish, like Rashi said, saying in definitely Tefanik Smuchim, Rashi says not Rishus Gadim from the Nasi. Like Rashi's clearly mixing the two. Let's look at the Lashon HaMe'iri, Lashon HaRan, on what we've seen so far. Maybe look at the Ran and look at the Me'iri. So, we have this Hefker based in Hefker idea that's being thrown out at us. Rashi mentioned it on the word Shevet. Tosus mentions it. The Rambam says Melech, both in the Parish of Mishnayis and in the Yad. Does the Ram use the words Hefka based in Hefka? No. The Ran, Hacha Shevet Hatz Machokek, the same questions that Tosus asked, the Ran, the Me'iri, both are sensitive to these questions, and they're going to give the same answer, but the formulations are interesting. Kolomar, Rosh Gola Hu Omei B'Makom Melech. Ah, so this is very similar to language of the Rambam. B'Makom Melechin Omdim, right? Is the lesson of the Rambam? B'Makom Melechin Omdim. The Hefkero Hefker. The Takanaso Urishuso. He made Takanas Rosh Gola. He did all kinds of things for the sake of the Jewish communities that were under his rule. So Takanoso Rishuso Mispashetes Al Kol Yisrael, King of the Jews, right? The Rosh Galusa, Rosh Galusa. Omi B'Makom Melech the Hefker, again, became David. The Hefkero Hefker. Now here you have to ask yourself, Hefkero Hefker. The Rambam mentions the B'Makom Melech by Rosh Galusa. Does he say Hefker based in Hefker? Tosos says Hefka based in Hefka. Did Tosos say Melech? No. The Ran is saying Rashi. What did Rashi use? Hefka, Hefkero, Hefka. Rashi says on Shevet. Shevet. Yeshua, Meshusla, Hafkir, the Hefka based in Hefka. The Ran says he's a melech v'efkeru hefker v'takanaso v'shuto mispatesh as a kol Yisrael. V'shus anasi v'olam kuli hai. Mordechai.
The Rambam doesn't explicitly say hefker based on hefker, but he does say that they have the right
But here's what we have to start thinking about. In the Rambam, you don't see hefker based on hefker in the words of the Rambam. What is the koach of the Rosh Galusa in terms of what he's doing here? He's allowing them to be kofel ladu. Why does that come out of the koach of the Rish Galus? Why can he give someone a koach to be kofel as a dayan? Why? Yeah?
He had like a power of srara where he could give over, where he's enforcing everything on Klal Yisrael, where he's able to do it, so he's able to give that power of forcement over to someone else.
Okay, so he's allowing, because people are under him, he can boss them around, and therefore he can tell you, you can boss them around. Yeah? He can, very simple. Okay? Can he be Dan Bikfia himself? Okay, I think you're right, but we'll have to find in the round. Can he? Did you find this in any Rishon yet? I'm asking Rosh Galusa, can he? No, I'm not talking about a Mumchel Rabbim. This guy is far from Mumchel Rabbim in terms of his knowledge. Remember?
So maybe he wouldn't be able to do it.
Okay, so let's see. Did you find this in the Rishon?
Yeah.
So hold that round. Yeah, show me the Me'iri. That's right, the Me'iri says. Can we beg in the Rambam too, I think. Let's look in the Me'iri. Take a look. Rishu zeh shekasavnu, shehu moel umashekasavnu. The Mishnah is very clear about how it, you know, the differences between the Rishus, between the different people. Rishus as a Kasavnu, Moel, yes, with Rachim Chalukim. The Inyan who, Sarosh Goas of the Bavel, who ben Makom HaMelech. Okay, so far, language that we've seen already. Continue. The Yesh Lo, Lodun, Bechol Makom, Ben Ba'art, Ben Bechutz Loretz, Ben Shiyirtsu, Balidin, Ben Shalo Yirtsu. So the Me'iri gives the Reish Galusa the same thing that he's giving the person. He has that too. He can be done. He can set up his own court and judge whether people like it or not. He'll come to the Reish Galusa and he'll judge them. Why? Because he's a boss. He's a king. And so too, anyone who's Morsha Mimenu. That's the koach of kfir. But the Me'iri says he can do it, so everyone who he says can do it as well. Yoni. Okay, could be, but we didn't see it before. I'm just show you didn't see this in Tosis, you didn't see this in the Ram, you didn't see this in, you know. Okay, could be, Pasha. Okay. What can he do, and what can't the person do that he gives authority to? But as we saw already in the Rambam, Elish Ein Eilu Dan Knosses B'Chutz Loretz. Moshe B'Yarnu. He's saying Chutz Loretz because that's where he is. I mean, obviously, he can't be done Knossos anywhere. The Reish Galusa has no koach of Knossos. Avo Bezin Sheberet Yisrael, O Anasim Sheberet, and here the Me'iri gives you both. The Rambam speaks about Bezin Sheberet Yisrael. We've been speaking about Nasim, and the Me'iri gives you both possibilities. He says, Bezin Sheberet Yisrael, O Anasim Sheberet, Yeshem Ladon Bechol Sheberet Yisrael, Uba Yoro Sheberet Yisrael, Ha'omdos Ha'agvurim, Afilu Dine Knossos Kim Mumchim. And so they can do it, and so can anyone who gets rishus from them. And what does that mean? Ladun, meaning b'kthiyah, I think. Clear. K'thiyah. Avo en lahem olen mursa mehem, they or their person who gets the rishus from them, koach ladun b'chutz la'aretz el b'ratzim b'alei din. Now, koach k'thiyah will not be granted by the nasi to anybody if they want to do it on the turf of the Reish Galus. Right? Exactly what we've been saying. Because they have smicha. He's assuming they have smicha. The tilas reshus from the nasi or the beis din, that's smicha. They have dinik nasis, but they can't be kofa. The apple piece of the sugyush of psachim. Now the kasha of the tosis asked, masters have made rabba kufu from the merit of Israel. Vadiling hora kachu. That's from hora. So who's on top of merit of Israel? Avir shared some machkin, like Rabbi Yotam said. Avrin memshala unesius. Leyin memshala unesius shall bother chas of Yosef. The chen ba'achron shall horius, the Gemara Tosis and Chun Yud Ches quoted, that what was Rebbe told? You won't bring a sire, Rebbe, bin al Kaddish. Why? Harit sarascha bebavel. Your rival is in Bavel. He's over you. Kilomash shall chas of imcha, leyin svara. Tosis and Chun says he's asher bimenu. Point is, svara wise, and apparently the criteria for the inyan of bringing a sayer is not the question of how wise you are, but how much power you have in terms of that no one's above you but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If there's someone who has political power above you, then you're not qualified to be the nasi that brings the sayer. Okay, so what comes out of this Me'iri? The Me'iri says that the Rosh Goa himself can also be done b'kfiyah, and everyone that comes from him. He also points out what we send around, that Dinei Knossos, of course, is not his jurisdiction, that Eretz Yisrael can give, and then the person can judge everywhere, Dinei Knossos too, but not Ayid Kfiyah. Ayid Kfiyah, I would say only in Eretz Yisrael, but not in Bavel. Koach HaKfiyah, and I think in response to your question, if you would get the Koach HaKfiyah from the Rosh Gola, then he could take the qualifications he has to Dabrik Nassus and be done. Back to the Ran. Let's go back to the Ran. So the Ran says he's only been Mokom Melech, the Efkeru Hefkim, and Tekanasu Rishus Mespashetis, and so on. The Imtom Harmin of the Perak Mok Meshunad, that Anan Katfinan Luhu. I want to mention another Ran earlier. There was a line in the Ran earlier that's very nogeh here. Try to understand the dynamics of what is it that the Rosh Gola is doing when he's granting Rishus. According to the Rambam, it's Gotten Bekfiyah. According to Tosus, it's Patan Milishalim. We could think about this in different ways. And maybe let's step back for a second with the Ran also. Hefker based in Hefker is a phrase that we associate with Beis Din, right? So why are you associating with Reish Galusa? You're talking about a political force, Srara. So why does that go together with the language Hefker based in Hefker? Is it just a Malitza? We're not using the precise language. I mean, you want to say he's a Melech? He can do what he wants. He can force people around. He can do what they want with the money. So you could say what you want, but that's not the term Hefker based in Hefker. The Rambam didn't use it. Tosus uses it, but doesn't say Melech. But still, Rashi uses it also. But where does he fit with Hefker based in Hefker? And the Rambam uses both words. He's the Melech and Hefker or Hefker. So why are you connecting this to the Reish Galusa? I mean, he's not based in. Now, according to the Me'iri, he can make himself a judge. Okay, but that's because of his political power. But like, why are you using Hefker based in Hefker? So what yisod do you see over here? That maybe the better pshat of Hefker based in Hefker.
I've got a question on...
Yeah.
What's the Havimina otherwise to say that he wouldn't... What is Nitzilas Rishus doing if not giving over the power that he has to judge to others? How else are you going to explain the idea of getting Rishus?
So I can tell you what it means. I'll tell you exactly what it could mean. That the reason why you will be... Let's go according to Tosis. He could be kofer regardless. He's a mumcha l'rabim. And let's say the Rush says even if he's not a sabir. But I'm telling you, you put yourself up there as a judge, and you make a mistake, and you won't have to pay. I have power over everybody's money. I can say whose money goes where. So put yourself up as a puppet judge. Forget about being a judge in a formal sense. Forget about the system. I can go around the system. Because I can go right to the question of whose money goes to who. So frame yourself as a judge. It doesn't matter if it's through in a formal way or not. You could be kofer without me, but you have to pay. You can't be kofer. You can't judge. It doesn't matter. I'm telling you. Go there, judge, whether they like it or not. Do the best thing you can do. Judge as you think is correct. And don't worry if you make a mistake, because at the end of the day, it all comes down to money. It all comes down to money. I'm the boss of everyone's money. So it has nothing to do with the koach of a Reish Galusa in terms of judging, or even appointing judges. It has to do with the fact that the bottom line is dollars and cents. Yeah? Bottom line is dollars and cents. So he tells you, do what I tell you, and you'll be okay. You won't have to pay a penny out of your own pocket. You want to say like that, you could say that way. But not for everybody. You where I could say that, for the Rush. What did the Rush say? That even someone who's not qualified as a diet, he's gomer v'lo savir, he still wanted gomer, but you can go ahead and get Rishus and be part of Melisaleh. For the Rambam, couldn't say that. It has to be a mechanism. It has to work in some way. That what is he doing? He has a koach, as a melech. He can appoint dayanim, and he does. Yeah, and I'll just add to say, part, and maybe this is the melech of the Rambam, not the Hefker based in Hefker. The Rambam didn't use Hefker based in Hefker, but you can put it this way. Melech the Mishpat Yamid Aretz. Part of the definition of a melech is to establish that things work, things function, there's justice in the world, in a meta issue, in a meta level. What is a melech? A melech is to establish law and order. It's a melech. It's the ultimate governing authority. It's a melech. No? So therefore, the melech's jurisdiction speaks to any type of a system that establishes a social construct where everything is clear, what's yours, what's mine. System of justice, that's the melech in the most profound and abstract way. That's what a melech is supposed to do, and also practically. So he points dayanim, and he can tell the dayan, you can be kofa. But that's not speaking to Hefker based in Hefker on the money level. That's speaking to the Koch of Melech as the Yamid Aretz. See, the Ram didn't say Hefker based in Hefker, but the Ram did. The Ram says both. He says he's a Melech and Hefker based in Hefker. And Rashi and Tosafot say Hefker is Hefker without calling him a Melech, but it's obviously a question. How does that fit with him? He's not a Dazdin. Yeah, so what do you want to say now?
So why, according to Rashi, even you need a Dhamir?
Okay, I understand. So the answer is because you're corrupting society. The Gemara says later, he quotes the Gemara, and the people were Maimid Daryanim like that. You could say technically it's he got around all the formal channels, but what did he do? Corrupted society. So you're putting up Daryanim who are not real Daryanim, and they're passing themselves as Daryanim. So of course it's a terrible thing. So it's a novel, you shouldn't do it, and we don't allow such a thing. So the halacha is clear, you can't do it. But that's more for pragmatic considerations. In theory, he could. I agree. In theory, he could. But Lamaisa, we're not going to grant him that. We're not going to count this. But if the Hefker and Hefker can speak right to the bottom line, dollars and cents issue. If you wanted, you could say it that way, at least for the Rush. But in the Rambam, I see more than that. Because the Rambam is saying he gets a koch of kfiya. So now we have to know how to touch that example. And the Ran also says Hefker ben Hefker with the Melech connected. Yeah.
If the Rambam didn't hold that they get Hefker based on Hefker, then why did it even mean that they could judge to begin with? But they can't force anybody to pay, if you can't have a Hefker based
on Hefker. So, I'm asking you. So where does Hefker ben Hefker fit with the Beis Galus? That's a simple question. Hefker ben Hefker, I give you a couple of different Rambams. Does a Melech have a koch to be Mafker? I asked. How do you know that? Yes, you found the Rambam that way. What did you find? Yeah, where are the Rambams that I gave you? A couple of Rambams later, right? Does a Melech have a koch to be mafkir? Hilchos Melachim. Oh, yeah, you gave it? Yeah. No, you don't have a koch, do you? Oh, you do? Yeah. Okay, good. Mori b'malchus, king could kill him.
Where is it?
Gimel Ches. The king could kill people, right? The Ram continues, at the end of Lech Ches, he can, for his own honor, he can put people, he can twist their, he can torture them. He can, not only torture, he can beat them. What can't he do? Have a low yafkir mamma. Then Hifka raise a gezel. Ram sounds like he can't be mafkir. Hefker based in Hefker, but Hefker Melech? No. That's the Ram in Melachim Gimel Ches. What else did I give you? Melachim Dalet Hey? The Ram mentions that Melech can appoint Sarim. Interesting. Melech can appoint Dayanim. That, yes. Again, we're comparing a Rosh Gola to the Melech. So what's the standards of the Melech? What else? Vav Yud. No, that doesn't sound right. No, Dalet Vav. Dalet Vav, Dalet Yud. Vav and Yud and Perek Dalet. Lokeach sados ve'azesim ve'akramim ravada kishyechu mechama. So he can take for his servants, he can take stuff of people, take fields of people and pay for it. He conquers lands, he can give it to his servants as he sees fit. But again, he can't stand steal. Oh, yafkir mamo. So what does all this say? What kind of Hefker based in Hefker are we talking about? The Melech can't do it, and he's a Melech. So, let's go slow. Rashi tells Hefker based in Hefker, Tosafot Hefker based in Hefker. He's a based in. Says the Dvar Avram, second. Dvar Avram is the Kavanah Rav. So in the first simon of his Sefer, he proves one yesod from all of this. He says, simon Aleph. He says, what's the source of Hefker based in Hefker? Rashi quoted a pasuk in Ezra. What did it say? By order of who? It doesn't say by order of the Beis Din. By order of the officers. Not officer, not the court. Not the, by order of the court. By order of the officers. The Sarin. Svara. Svara. Yachram Kovachuso. So, says the Dvar Avraham, Lo Nema Halachazu Al Beis Din B'Tor Beis Din. Ela B'Tor Svara U'Memshala. They have a body of that's an authority. That's Hefke Beis Din Hefke. Service Kein Hainu Hach. How do I see? But Ha'achim is Bayer from the Sugyan in Sanhedrin Daf Hei. And he quotes our entire Gemara, and he quotes the Rashi on Shevet, Yesh Rishus LaHafkir, and he quotes the Tosus that says Shevet is better, and explains, Tosus explains that Yisra Veheter, Linyan Hafkas, Mamon Lipater Hefker based in Hefker, Adifi B'nei Bavel, Dikri Shevet. And he quotes the Ran, Rashi, quotes Tosus, quotes the Ran, Hacha Shevet Has Mechokek, Rosh Golo Hu Ome B'Mokom Melech, Vefkeru Hefker, and so on. The whole Vechen Evi Diver Ben Otam and Chule, and he brings fine. He brings a lot of Rishonim, all talking about the same thing, that Bavel is on top in the Gea Mammon because Hefker based in Hefker, Rosh Gola, Harei Mevuar, from all this, what do you see? The Hefker based in Mitam Srarahu, Vela Mitam based in Benmuban Hora. Not a function of Hora, it's a function of Srarah. Ah, you ask me the Rambam in Melachim Gimel Ches that says that Lo Yafkir Mamon Bim Hifkir Harei Ze Gezel. The Rambam says Melech can't be Mafkir. Umashma the Koach Hefkir Nitan Rak Beis Din V'Lo L'Svara. So Chor, that's a big kasha. What he's saying, his thought is that Hefkir Beis Nefkir means Svara. So anyone with Svara, you know, that gives them the, in some way, the koach of Hefke. So he says, that's Zeu Rak Lechvodu Tzorach Atzmo that Ram is discussing for himself. Like we know that Achav was Nenash because he took away the field of Navo, so he was punished. And that's what Tosus says in Sanhedrin Daf Chaf, in one teretz. Why was Achav punished? Because, and that's what he's saying in the Rambam. Ukeach HaSados Vazesim Akram Ravadim Nosim Dimeyan. Avelo hafki v'tzorech v'tor beizden yachol yachol v'ikra davatoli b'svara. So again, the Rambam has to be reinterpreted. Okay, so this is one way to think about it. So the svara is what allows hefke beizden hefke. So how does that allow tum l'salen? So you could say directly that's what it does. It basically takes away the basis for him have to pay. I can say what I want about people's money. Yeah, now yeah.
So first of all, this doesn't answer to how the Rambam does, because the Rambam doesn't say after everything.
Yeah, so that's why I think the Rambam, you have to say a different mechanism. The Rambam acknowledges as a Tor Milashalim in the other parak, not in parak Dalet. So I think here we have to go back to the motto that we used for Rashi. Namely, that the Tor Milashalim, in other words, the Tur, and maybe Rashi also could mean it in that way too. The Tur Milishalim derives from where? From the fact that you have an eminent Dayan, the Paskins, and he has a Koach of Fia. A Dayan has a Koach of Fia, no holds barred, doesn't have to pay. You just have to gain the Koach of Fia. What gives you the Koach of Fia? Tilas Rishus. The Tilas Rishus grants you the power to unilaterally judge. If you have that power, then if you make a mistake, you don't have to pay. So the Rambam didn't say Hefker Beis Din Hefker, but the Rambam said that he has a koach, like a melech, and go back to the Meiri. Meiri says he can be judging himself unilaterally, so he could give anyone the ability to do so.
He
can impose himself on them because he's the boss. Why did he put them in the shalem? Because a dayan that has the right to judge with whether they like it or not is part of Milishalim. And we said such a thing in Rashi too. But you see, Rashi does say Hefker based in Hefker. Right? But I would argue that maybe Hefker Beis and Hefker and Rashi is also speaking to what dimension, not to the Mammon component. If we were correct in reading Rashi, why you put the Milisharim, the first Rashi? Why you put the Milisharim? Because of Nachas Bishus. What is the Nachas Bishus relevant for? No? That you can judge without their consent. If you can judge without their consent, then you're part of Milisharim. So the Hefka Beis and Hefka for Rashi will have to mean the following. Why is it that the Reish Galusa can give you the ability to impose yourself as a dying on people whether they like it or not? So we'll have to say Rashi saw that in the so-called Hefka Beis and Hefka. Hefka Beis and Hefka means that you have this authority over people. You can threaten them. If you don't come by this day, you will take away everything you have. That means you can force them to be summoned to you, right? That's the source of Hefka Beis and Hefka. So too, you who got Rishus and Reish Galusa can summon people to be tried by you. So comes out that the Ptur Milisharim didn't come because of the Hefka Beis and Hefka in a direct fashion. The Ptur Milisharim came because of your status, of being able to impose yourself as a dayan on them, to lord yourself over them. What gives you that right? The Reish Galusa, if you want to say, where do you see Reish Galusa that he can do that, I'll use the word Hefka Beis and Hefka. Now I want to show you that this is not just a possible Pshat in Rashi, I think we'll see this in other Rishonim too. That, in other words, there's really two tiers. There's a Hefka Beis and Hefka, if you want to use that term, you could, but that's speaking to giving authority as a dayan to the one who's not a rishus. The Ptur Milisharim is a derivative of the fact that he now has the status that he gained. I'll show you where you can see that in other Rishonim. Two Rishonim. Back to the Ran, and I think in the Yad Ramah also. Again, what are we saying? You could have learned Hefka Beis and Hefka speaks to the bottom line. I have a koch Hefka Beis and Hefka, I'm the boss, Reish Galusa, so therefore do what you want, put yourself up as a dayan, and at the end of the day you're not going to pay. Or you could say Hefka Beis and Hefka, or the koch of Melech, or whatever you want to use, whatever formulation, is a way of allowing him to make you a dayan, a qualified dayan to judge whether they like it or not. Memele you put the Milisharim. So let's think about the following run. The Ran compared the Tilas Mishus Mereish Galusa to something else that we saw earlier in the Sugya. Kiblu Alayu. Kiblu Alayu. The Ran earlier said, how does it work when the Balidinim accept the person to judge them? How does that work? What did the Ran say? It's the same mechanism that exists with Reish Galusa. Words of the Ran. Vade hach ikar pirus against Rashi. Kibbuch alayu doesn't mean they will makabo the toast. Kibbuch alayu means they will makabo you as what? As diet. And once they do that, you're patan milisharim. Because you're a mumchal rabbi. Explains the Ran. Why does that work? Kibbuch alayu patam in amatashum in me'achashahu mumche v'kibbulein baledinim harehu. You make these words in bold. Harehu ki'ilu nokat v'shusa m'resh galusa u'patam itashum in v'dinhu. It makes sense. Sha'reshus she'nos nimlo balei hadin alatzman. The reshus that we're giving you on us, you can be our dayan. Omedes lo b'mokam tiyus v'shus meresh galusa v'chol ha'olam. I will say, what kind of a mashal is this? What kind of a mashal is this? If the tiyus v'shus meresh galusa is a halacha of hefker beis and hefker on the bottom line level, so of course validinim can be mochel their mamon and then say whatever it is. You know, in effect, in patim l'sham, the Ran needs to bring a whole mashal, a whole explanation, a whole lumdus. What's going on here? It's not a Hefka Beis and Hefka in the most bottom line level. The Ran is explaining that when they make, a person has a right to make someone a lord over them as a dayan. In the same way that the Rosh Gola can make someone a lord, a dayan over other people, so certainly the people themselves can make that person a dayan over them. So what did the Rosh Gola do in effect? He made him he gave him the koach to be a dayan over people. A certain level of the Tiferet, he gives them a certain qualification in terms of their ability to lord over them. To what extent of Yipatim Yerushalayim? But that's just the details. Again, Lashon Aran, as you know, second, he says, Dinu Shereshus Shenosim Will Balidin Al Atzman. The Reshus that we're giving you on us, Omdoslob and Malcolm Tigas Reshus. I don't think it's Galusa. I have it from you. What did you do to me that he can do for me? He can make me the boss over you. If he can make me the boss over you to be a dayan, so you can do it too. You can even do it better than he can. Because he only does it because he's a boss over you, so he can make me boss over you. But I can do it directly. That's what the Rat said. So what's going on here? It's the Reish Galusa is basically giving him this svara. He's giving him the svara. Yeah.
Always do later on around that.
Yeah, so you have to say that's true, but there's still this the prat, the detail, the Pratim Elishayim comes from this extra status that you gained. In other words, you're Mumchel Rabin, but then there's Mumchel Rabin plus. You know, that the Nata Rishus gives you that extra lordship, if you will. That's why a Pratim Elishayim, it's coming from somewhere. It's not because he can say, at the end of the day, you're not going to have to pay. You can be kofer, but apparently there's something even more. You can kofer, but at your own risk. You make a mistake, you have to pay. No. But if you can become the one who has complete svara of them, that's what makes you part of the Musa. So I think that's the Ran, and the second, and I think you see this a little bit in the Yad Ramah too. Even though Yad Ramah asked on Rashi, and we said something like this in Rashi, the Rashi of the Yad Ramah back in the beginning, when he says, Hefker, look how he puts Hefker based on Hefker. Look how he presents it. Lashon of the Yad Ramah. What were his opening words? Yeah? Lisko Rishusa, the Lahachi Ahanyale Rishusa Rishkusko Miftere, the Ilam Mehebe Dina Dina Belavachi Namikim, the Mumcha Hudine Dina. Now here's, to your point, Israel, right? He holds that he could be kofar ready, right? Seemingly. Mumcha Hud. Okay, then he brings the question of whether it works for someone else. Then he says, Shmamna Midarais Iskei Rishkalusa Riminuye Man Deboi, Vahavle Kehefka Beisdin. What does that mean? You see from here, from the Pasuk, you see from this Pasuk that the Reish Galusa has the ability to point who he wants. Vahavle Kehefka Beisdin. It doesn't go directly to the Hefka Beisdin. It's the idea that he can make anyone a boss. He can be appointing anybody for whatever he wants. The Havlik, he puts that as that's the Hefker Beis that we're discussing here. I would say Rashi means it in that vein also. The Hefker Beis of Rashi is the Hefker Beis that allows him to make people dayanim. Okay, you're asking, he could have been kofa anyway, so could be, but this just makes him that much more. You don't have to answer to that. Patim Yerushalayim, you're that much more of an authority over that. But it's because you became that much more of a Baal Svara that you're part of the Milishalim. The more of the Nachas Birshus, the more of the Svar that you got, the less reason you have to pay. Okay, it's a thought. I think it works for the Ran. The Diyukim are important. Whether you like with the Pshat or not, but you have to see the Diyukim, put them together. The Ran, how he compared it, Kibbul Chalayu to this, the Yad Ramah will be here.
Where is it? The
Yad Ramah, right in the beginning. Yeah, Nachas. And Avram, yes.
What do we benefit from Rashi by saying that Pshat, having the extra why say it for Rashi, right? I mean, you could just make us freeze.
No, because I wanted to answer all the diyukim in the Rashi. We still have to get back to the Bachi Paras diyuk, but basically the question of Rashi starts the Nachas Bishulis, that's why you're Pater. It sounds like Rashi's not just saying what the Gemara is saying. He's giving you the reason for the Ptur. And the Rashi says later, Shevet, Hefker Bezin Hefker. But if the Ptur is not from the Hefker Bezin Hefker, the Ptur is from the Nachas Bishulis, so then the Hefker Bezin has to explain why I can give you the Bishulis. Bishulis for what? I mean, so maybe you could be Kofet, but it's just like in the Ran, it's just something more. Okay. He's saying it doesn't have to be for the Kochak Fi, it could be beyond, over that. Okay. I hear you. Just a few minutes, I want to just sort of shift gears a little bit, just because it's Rosh Chodesh, so you'll see why I'm connecting this. I want to come back to the Rashi about the question of Malchi Paras is itself a question. You look at the tour for that, and the Rivash. I want to go on, Mif Hashem, to the Tosafin, so we'll get to that too for tomorrow, I hope. But just a little Indian, right? You know, sort of self-contained, but it's connected. So we have these two dynasties, Resh Galusa and Nasi, right? And you have the Gemara Chulin, of course, that you probably saw, the Gemara Chulin on Sadi Beis, that Yaakov Avinu was given this this indication from the Malach, that Shnei Sarim, Ki Sarisa Melukim, two Svaros, the Svara of Resh Galusa in Bavdel, and the Nasi Shberet Yisrael, and the Kan Ramaz Golgolus. There's a mashah here, you know, in terms of the sequence and the order here in the pasuk. It says Sarif and Malkim. Malkim is Smuchim. That's the Nasi. There's a Peladik Gemara on Daf Ramit Ches in Sanhedrin. That's why I'm mentioning it. You'll see the connection to Rosh Chodesh in a minute. Take a look in the Gemara on Daf Ramit Ches. A Peladik Gemara, really. The Gemara says as follows. Third line from the top. Yehuda v'chizkiya b'nei Ravchiya havayasi b'sudasa. Kami Rebbe. So Ravchiya, and you know, Ravchiya and Rebbe were very close, you know, from Agamar. So the children of Ravchiya, Yehuda v'chizkiya, were having a meal in front of Rebbe, Menor HaKadosh. Lo havi ka'ami v'lo midi. They weren't saying anything. Amalu. Igvru chamra adar deki. Give the kids some wine. Ke'echa deleim rumnosa. We want to open them up a little bit. Get them a little bit, you know, we'll see what comes out. Came to Ibsam, they got a little bit high. Paschu v'amru, they said the following. This is what they said. Ein ben David ba'at sheyichu shnei batei avos miYisrael. Mashiach can only come after these two dynasties are going to cease from Klal Yisrael. What are the two dynasties? The Elu Hein, Rosh Goa sheb Bavel, v'nasi sheb Eretz Yisrael. Telling this to Rebbe. These two dynasties come to an end and Mashiach can come. They didn't think too highly of these offices, obviously. But whatever this means, he quote a pasuk. Anyway, so Maisa, what happened? So he quote Amalan Banai, Kotzim Atematim Li Beina. You bring thorns in my eyes. Like, what are you trying to do to me? He's trying to shtach me. Like, what are you trying to say here? So Amalei Rav Chia defends his children. He says, Rebbe, Al Yer Beinecha. Don't be so feel so bad. Yayin Nitan B'Shiv Mosios. Yayin is about 70. The sod nitam b'shiv mosios. Sod is also gematria 70. Nichnas yayin yatsa sod. Yayin comes in and sod comes out. We say that expression. You never know what comes out when you're not inhibited, right? What's going on? It's gemara. Medish for you. Look at the mashah. This gemara is an unbelievable thing. I say it's Rosh Chodesh today. So in honor of Rosh Chodesh, I'll share you mashah in 5 minutes. Mashah says an unbelievable thing. Brings Gemara Rosh Hashanah Daf Chaf Hey. He says, "What does it mean? Nichnas Yain Yotze Sod. Sod is Sod HaIbur. Sod HaIbur is the calculation of the Inyanim of Kiddush HaChodesh. The Gemara has in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chaf Hey, Rav Chia saw the moon on day 29, which means it was the old moon. And it was so. Now they wanted to make Rosh Chodesh the next day." But it would be too, and sometimes you could get the Adam to declare they saw the moon because Beis Din wants the day to be Rosh Chodesh, whether they saw it or not. But if the moon was seen on the old moon was seen on day 29, then it wouldn't be possible to see the new moon for 24 hours after that. So it would look too strange if they would declare the next day Rosh Chodesh. So he was upset because now he couldn't do it. And he wanted the next day to be Rosh Chodesh. So Shakal Kala Pasag Basa, he basically threw something up. He says, cover yourself. Okay. Anyway, Zil Yechasi, go cover yourself. Amalei Rebbe Rav Chia, Zil Le'en Tav. Go to that location, and you Mekadosh the Chodesh tonight, the Kadshe. And make tonight Rosh Chodesh. V'shalach li Simon, and send me a Simon, David Melchisel Chai V'Kayim. We say this at Kiddush Levana. That's the connect, because it is Gemara. That's a simon of Kiddush HaChodesh. Send me that simon. Says the Masha that Malchus Beis David is very much connected to the Sod HaIbur, to the cycle of the moon. And he explains that there's 15 days that the moon gets bigger until day 15, and that's the when it's a full moon, and then starts getting smaller. So it is with Malchus Beis David. There were 15 kings, and then it started getting downhill. There's different ways to count the 15. Some count from Avram and then get to Shlomo. Shlomo is the peak. That's the Bechai and Parshas Vayeshev. You'll see there ways to do it. Shlomo is the full moon, and then it starts going down. Or you could start counting from the kings, and then what happens is when you get to Tzidkiyahu, basically that's the descent. That's it. So you have the Mashal says Malchus Beis David Mizaro Tesva Malachim Nechzer Malchus Mitzidkiyahu, and V'lo Nishalo Rak Mimshalas Mimshal Ksas Beis Galusa BeBavel. It's a vestige. It's a vestige of Malchus Beis David. It's the moon going down. But you know when the Mashiach is going to come. The moon goes down for 15 days, and then it's gone, and you don't see it. And then you get it again. Then the Or comes again, then it comes back. So too, after Malchus Beis David gets completely decimated, there's nothing left. No Nesius, no Reish Galusa, nothing left. Nothing is left. That's what allows for Mashiach to come. Just as the moon disappears completely and then it comes and it gets reborn, that's the simen. So don't look at it as a bad thing, said Rav Chiya. Nichnas yayin yatsa sod. Sod ha'ibur. Sod ha'ibur. Dav mechzal chai v'kayam. That's Rosh Chodesh. That's good. So it's really for a better tomorrow. And he goes on, he says, after, and that's why he said, Zilkasi, cover yourself. Send me a simen. The kiso is a simen ra, that it's going to be bad, but then Damar Sal Chai V'Kayim, after all that, Yitzmach Karen David. They say Damar Sal Chai V'Kayim is the Gematria of Rosh Chodesh. Figure 819, I think. Gematria, Rosh Chodesh, with the Vav, I think. Check it out, see if it works. But anyway, in honor of Rosh Chodesh, so,